Hello, this is Cody Elkin with PureWaterRestoration.com, and on the phone tonight, today, tomorrow, whichever part of the world you're in, I have Ross, who is a poultry farmer up in, what part of Canada are you in, Ross?
I'm from southern Ontario, very close to Lake St. Clair, if you know where that is.
Well, anybody who's up in that area is sure going to know where that is.
Hope so.
And you are a poultry farmer, and we'll get into some of the other arenas you're in, but poultry is one of your main endeavors, I would say.
Yes.
And how many chickens do you have on hand?
Well, we run about 6,300. They're all laying hens, and that's where we're at right now with that.
So let's just talk about pre-technology, pre-water device, and then post-water device. So but before you installed the PWR system, as we call it, what kind of production did you typically have using, and what's your source of water?
Well, we just have well water here.
Okay. All right, so you're pulling it right out of the earth. What kind of production would you typically have with that many laying hens?
Well, we'd run around 24 dozen eggs a hen a year, roughly, in there. Like, that was before we put the water device in. After we put the water device in, I could safely say we're probably 3% better than that.
So 3% better on 6,300 hen?
Yes.
Would probably provide a pretty decent increase in production.
Oh, yes.
And revenue. So let's go back. So what would be the condition of the hens on well water? And let's just talk a little bit about, I don't know, their feathers and their bedding and things like that.
Well, we've noticed since we put the water unit in, that the hens seem much calmer. It's not as dusty in there. And we keep them, you know, for a year, and then they go out. But at the end of a year, before we put the water unit in, a lot of their feathers would have came off. Since we put the water unit in, they still look pretty darn good for being that age.
So after they would typically be at the end of their laying cycle, they're actually still pretty vibrant.
Yes, and that's just not my opinion. Like, even the lady here from the egg board, you know, she goes around to all the barns and does her counts and everything. She's even commented on that, like, just right out of the blue, like how good those chickens look for the age of them.
So the lady from the egg board, and who sends them out? Is that a council for Canada or your province?
Yeah, it's like Ontario Egg Farmers. They have their own marketing board here and their own people working for them that come out and, you know, they manage everything and make sure you got the right number of hens and so forth.
So she would venture to, how many farms do you think
I think there's four or five of them in Ontario, so they each have their area. So she'd get around to quite a few farms. A lot more than 10 or 20, you know.
Yeah, right. It might be, I don't know. Well, I don't know. It would only be a guess.
Might say closer to 80 or so.
Yeah, so out of 80, she commented that your chickens looked healthier?
Well, they just looked healthier, and they just looked, like, better overall, especially with the feathers, you know.
And what would typically happen over the course of that year with the feathers? Would they just kind of start to drop off or look weaker, or what would happen?
They just seem to lose them, and they just look rougher, and the feathers that are on don't look as good. And I don't know, these ones here, there's some of them in there that you'd never know they're anywhere near the age they are.
So they essentially look younger.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I like that. It's always good to be youthful, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Now, what would you think about the thickness of the eggs themselves? Do they come out stronger? What does the egg look at? Once you crack that yolk open, is there any difference in that?
Well, I can't really say you see any visible difference in the way the egg looks inside, but one thing for sure, the shells are a lot better. You know, when you get back to the production thing, you know, compared to before we put the water unit in, I'm going to say there's 2 to 3% less cracks, only because of the shell quality. And even when the birds are older, like, you know, towards the end of their laying cycle, you know, the shells become weaker in that. And since we put that in, like, you see that some, but not near like it was. Like, it's a huge improvement that way.
Well, you know, that's always great to hear about a technology like this. So you mentioned earlier that you have less dust.
Yeah.
Why would you have less dust?
Well, I think it's because of the dust comes from the chickens, right? Like from their feathers, the fine, fine dust. And they just don't seem to lose their feathers. And you just, I don't know, you don't seem to have as much dust in the barn. Like when you clean in there, you just, there's still dust, but not like the amount that you've seen in the past.
Okay.
Like there's just less of it.
Well, that makes sense. A healthier chicken is going to have less loss, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Now, what would you say about their bedding? Do you find there's a change in the moisture levels in that?
Well, I've noticed that too. Like as far as the manure goes, since that water unit's been in there, the manure seems a little bit more drier. Like they're maybe drinking just slightly less water, but they seem like they're utilizing the water more. So like the litter is actually like a little bit on the drier side.
And does that help in overall cost?
Yeah, it does. You have to
replace the bedding less and less and this and that.
Yeah, and also you notice there's less flies. Like once the manure becomes a little drier, and I think there's more to it than just the manure becoming drier with whatever's going on there. But you just don't seem to have the flies either. Like the ammonia levels seem to be down better too. So if the ammonia's down, you know, that would tell me that the chicken probably has a healthier digestive tract.
Yeah, that would pretty much point to that fact, wouldn't it?
Well, that's what I believe.
Well, you know what? You're on the front lines of laying chickens, so I'm gonna put my trust in you. So let's go to the front end of the chicken. What do you notice on their consumption of feed? Is there any change?
They may eat a little bit less, but I don't notice a great change in the consumption of feed.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like they eat about the same, but you end up, you know, having less cracks, a little more production, less mortality. That's another thing. Like, as far as mortality goes, I would say that that's a percent to a percent and a half less compared to when we didn't have the water unit in.
Okay. So even though
the feed doesn't appear to change too much, but all those other things do, you know, it's like I wouldn't want to be without it.
I don't blame you. So if you have 6,300 chickens and you have a 1% less mortality rate, then you're going to keep at least 63 more hens laying for a longer time as a healthier hen that consumes generally less water and might eat the same amount of food but utilize it better and have stronger eggs. Does that sound like a pretty good summation of...
That's what I'm seeing out of it.
Okay. I'm pretty sure we're hearing a winner here, Ross.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't want to be without that. And I also think that there's, because of all those things going on there and that water unit, you know, it's putting a lot more oxygen in the chicken. The chicken's just healthier looking. Like their combs are more red and... They're just perkier looking, you know.
When you add the extra dissolved O2, by the way, in its ionic state, which will stay in the water until it's consumed, by an aerobic metabolism of some kind, you get a better utilization of not only the decreased surface tension of the water for hydration, but you also get a better metabolism of the feed they eat. So everything gets utilized in a more proficient way. Would that be a good way of saying it?
Well, I think you'd hit the nail on the head there, and I don't know. I think, too, you just, like, I never have any problems in there with disease or anything like that either. Like, everything's been really good that way, too, so.
So you see a reduction in infections and let's say, it's bacterial or viral, you see a reduction across the board?
Yes. I think that does wonders that way.
Okay, so we've, Ross, we've covered a lot of different arenas, and I want to thank you for being on this call. As a farmer, as somebody who spends time with their animals and sees firsthand on a daily basis what this technology can do for anybody's livestock or farm or whatever they want to apply this water to. So if you have any more questions, please go to purewaterrestoration.com and you can contact us there. We have our phone number, we have our emails, and we can answer all the questions you have. So, Ross, I want to thank you for being on this call tonight.
Thank you. The pleasure was mine.
Yeah, you gave us a lot of phenomenal information for especially any farmer in the poultry industry to gleam some information from you on how they can make their business better and more profitable.
Well, I'd recommend you drink the water yourself, too.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a very good point. And I do drink it, and it is delicious. It is velvety. Would that be? How would you describe when you drink it?
When we put that unit in the off of the well, I could tell a change in the water right away. Like even the smell of it was different. And I don't know. I'd never want to go back to how it was. We'll put it that way.
All right. So you notice the change in smell and taste. How about texture?
The water just seems more refreshing. It's more smooth. Even if you freeze it in the freezer, it doesn't even freeze the same. You know, there's more. It just is a different shade. Like you can tell there's more oxygen in the water because the ice doesn't look the same.
Because you have more bound ionic oxygen. So
yeah.
It's going to freeze in that state and you're going to see it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I think it does.
All right. Well, I tell you, let's wrap this up right now. I thank you for your time and your effort and your contribution to healthy chickens.
All righty. Pleasure is mine.
All right. Thanks, Ross.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, Ross, you still there?